Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 30 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is His Presence Demands Reverence. Warren Wiersbe said, "If true worship is anything, it's a transforming experience." Our text today is Joshua 5, 14b through 15. "And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?' And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And Joshua did so." This encounter with Joshua is remarkably like Moses' meeting with God at the burning bush. Joshua and Moses were both standing in the presence of God. They both were told to remove their sandals because they were standing on holy ground. Holy ground moments are transformational situations where God shows up in supernatural ways. His presence demands our reverence. In the same way, God instructs Moses to build a tabernacle in the wilderness so he could dwell with his people. Our God desires to meet with us. Holy ground is a place for an encounter with the living God. In today's scripture, Joshua asked him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" In other words, Joshua said, "What do you want your servant to do?" When we encounter God's presence, we must not seek his plan over encountering him personally. Dale Ralph Davis appropriately said, "It's more important to recognize God's position than to know God's plans. We can easily become more interested in special guidance than in a right relationship with the guide." Joshua had not learned this yet, and the Lord's response to him is revealing. He tells Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." The last few words of verse 15 show us that Joshua listened to the Lord's command. This moment in God's presence must have had a profound effect on Joshua. He had already witnessed God's power many times since the Exodus from Egypt to the miraculous crossing of the Jordan River. Now, he was encountering God's holiness. Stephen Lawson explains the holiness of God this way. First, it has to do with apartness, or otherness. The idea of holiness speaks to the profound difference between him and us. Holiness encompasses his transcendent majesty and his grand superiority. He is distinctly set apart from us, as one infinitely above us. He alone is worthy of our worship and our adoration. Moses asked, "Who is like you, O Lord, among other gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" Second, it speaks to his untainted purity, his sinless perfection. God is morally flawless, blameless in all his ways. It's impossible to meet with God and leave unchanged. If you ever truly encounter the presence of the Lord, genuine worship is the authentic response. Joshua did what God told him to do because obedience is a form of worship. In our quote for today's devotion, Warren Wiersbe's comment on worship is profound. If true worship is anything, it is a transforming experience. Worship transforms the worshiper, and true worship demands a response. When God reveals himself, the reaction is always worship. I searched scripture and found the following responses of worship: speaking, shouting, singing, kneeling, falling on our face, standing in awe, dancing, clapping, lifting hands, etc. These are just a small sample of ways we respond to God in worship. God's presence always commands a response. True worship doesn't have a trace of selfishness. True worship is simply giving God the worth due his name. Genuine worship is completely God-centered. When we worship God simply because he is worthy, our motives are pure. This type of worship leaves no place for pride, as we respond in humility to all that he is. His appearance creates our awe. God's presence produces pure praise. His holiness causes our humility. Consider these questions. How is your worship with God? When was the last time you took off your shoes in personal worship because you knew you were standing on holy ground? In what ways do you miss his person because you are too focused on his plan or will for your life? How can you focus more on who he is in your quiet time? What is your commander telling you to do in your walk with him? What actions do you need to take so that your response will be like Joshua's? Spend some time allowing the following scripture to draw you into his presence. Respond by worshiping him for who he is. Psalm 86, 12 through 13 and verse 15. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for your plan, but also for your person. Teach us how to seek you and not just your will for our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.